Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight is Ian,
Matt,
and Joe.
Now, I don't set up phone calls on Free Talk Live, but Joey, you did. You set up a call or two tonight. We heard from Press NH Now. He had an interesting story to tell. And you invited your friend Rachel to call in from Rhode Island. You told me you met her with a Ron Paul campaign.
Yeah, actually, she was a big organizer involved in the Ron Paul campaign in Rhode Island. And, we were delegates together back in 2008 and 2012. And she has some really interesting stories when it came to those campaigns, and it's insane what they did to him in Tampa, and it's really interesting. And she has a lot of interesting stories, so definitely check out her books.
And Rachel, we had you on here, and you mentioned you worked for a defense contractor, talking about that in the marketing department, as you called it. Where your job was to market the products that you wanted to push to the military, not to the military, but to the public.
People, because we're trying to get the stock. My job was always just to keep the stock price up.
Yeah, and I presume that also if the public is demanding these things be produced, then they'll call their senator and demand more bombs or whatever. Right. And so that was interesting. You mentioned you've got books, but you didn't give us your last name, so go ahead and give us...
Rachel McIntosh. It's Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L. My middle initial is L, so it's Rachel L. McIntosh, McIntosh. And the series of books is called Security Through Absurdity.
Yeah, and it sounds really interesting. Obviously I'm not going to disagree with you on your experiences at your job, but I got to question what you said about Bitcoin just a moment ago. I want to make sure you have a chance to clarify what you said.
I'm glad. And then as soon as I went to commercial, you went to a Bitcoin commercial. It was great. Yeah. All right, no, it's awesome. Now, in my books, especially the first book, Little Yellow Stickies, that is when I rolled into this job. I went to art school. I went to Mass College of Art. And then I ended up getting a temp job in Connecticut. Next thing you know, I'm in charge of the marketing, because I knew how to write websites.
Okay.
So, and I was the youngest person there. And then this company gets blown up by a giant defense contractor. And then next thing you know, I'm in charge of six divisions marketing. So I'm between a mercenary division, a gyroscope division, all these different, literally these weirdo products. I was just in charge of marketing. And my congressman, like I said, I was the youngest. Joe knows what I look like. I'm blonde. I'm a girl, or was a girl at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the congressman was lecherous. He loved to just come in here and just stare at my womanly parts and whatnot, and he was trying to impress me. And started in 1998, he showed me his BlackBerry, right? And now Bitcoin was going to be the big thing. I was like, okay, it didn't dawn on me. I didn't even know what it was, but whatever, get out of my office. Then...
You're claiming this guy used the term Bitcoin in 1998?
Yes. And then in, I would say, easily 2000, it was a thing. And then I was actually writing the letters to different countries for him on our letterhead. I'm not even say the name of the the company, but if people look me up on LinkedIn, you can see exactly the company that I work for. But he had me writing letters to different countries, different, like Queen Noor and different people like that. And he was dealing with these other countries with Bitcoin on his BlackBerry.
Okay. So here's what I don't understand about this. Yeah. I mean, number one, Bitcoin didn't get released publicly until 2009. So you're saying that it was being used by governments more than a decade prior to that.
I wouldn't say governments. I'd say entities. He happened to work for a government, and he was working with somebody in another government. Like, I'm saying spooks. I don't know who these
are. So here's the thing about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a – I don't know how much research you've done on it.
I know nothing really about it at all.
Okay.
Well, it's a public ledger.
I literally cannot even debate you about it.
Right, and that's why I'm surprised that, you know, you really ought to look into it, because the Bitcoin that we know today does not – does not compute what you're saying about it being around in the 1990s.
Yeah, this besides is a blockchain, and we can see every transaction right back to the Genesis block in 2010.
Yeah, besides the fact that it was created in 2009 by Satoshi Nakamoto, an anonymous person, and it's blockchain and it's public and all the things that you're pointing out, Matt, the reason why Bitcoin has value, what I wanted to point out to you, Rachel, is the reason why Bitcoin has value is because it trades in the open market, because people can exchange things for Bitcoin.
I ended up talking to some guys at Quartle. Do you guys know about Quartle?
Quartle, Q-U?
Q-O-R-T-A-L. It's a blockchain project by these two guys that are just like, no, it's Bitcoin's too centralized. So I did a whole episode with them. I do a show called Shadow Citizen, and I talked to them because they were interested in this whole thing, talking about my congressman and block and Bitcoin. He's like, you're kidding me. I was like, no, same thing as you. He's like, isn't it? But they knew that this whole thing was set up to pull all of the money, all of the wealth out of the U.S. and pull it into another Ponzi scheme. I'm sorry to say, people, I didn't realize this was like a blockchain show. I didn't know this.
What are you saying is a Ponzi scheme? Are you saying Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme?
Like I said, I know really nothing about it, but what I do know is that it's pulling all of, you know, people at a time like this, people would be investing in gold. You know this, right? The money normally through history would be going towards gold. Bitcoin is the digital gold. So everybody's going there.
Mm. Yeah, in essence, you need gold to be able to mine Bitcoin, right? Because you need chips with gold in it. So I don't know. That's how I'm looking at that. But in all fairness, Rachel, I looked up just quickly the Bitcoin history. Bitcoin pre-Bitcoin years was 1998 to 2009. So you might not be wrong. I mean, if they were trying to make transfers, there could have been some sort of way
because I know I went to New York City myself in 2000 when this congressman was all over me about this stuff. I was like, I want to buy some Bitcoin. Mm. And the person I went to go see, he was a very important IT guy in New York City. He said no. I said, why? He goes, it's not for people like you.
Okay, so here's what I wanted to point out about this, was that the reason why Bitcoin has value at any point. Now, today, one Bitcoin's worth around $45,000, but in the beginning, it was worth next to zero, and it was worth zero at one point because it wasn't trading anywhere for anything of value. So in 1998, there was no Bitcoin trading anywhere, at least openly. There was no marketplace for it, so it couldn't have had any value. So how would anyone have been trading Bitcoin for any sort of value when it didn't have it?
It wasn't. If, let's say, here's the value. If you are a CIA agent and you need something to happen, you need to give this guy an incentive to give these slaves or this money or whatever, these human organs, you needed to get him to do this.
Okay, but why would that be an incentive? Why would...
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, that's where this dead ends, is because the thing you're talking about wouldn't have had value in the 1990s. What would have given it value?
Like you said, there's no open marketplace for it. However, there had to be because they were talking about it.
Yeah. So can I read something real quick?
I was talking to this guy in New York City. He knew what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. So this is coming from thestreet.com. In 1998, this year saw the sudden emergence of two cryptocurrency ideas. In late 1998, Wei Dai released an essay detailing his idea for B-Money, a cryptocurrency whose exchange reads similar to what the blockchain in Bitcoin would eventually become. The proof-of-work system creates the currency by solving a mathematical computation, and the transfer of money is broadcasted to the network. In the same year, Nick Szabo put on a similar proposal for BitGold.
So, like, yeah, Nick Szabo is, a lot of people believe that's actually Satoshi Nakamoto. He's one of the theoretical Satoshis out there. So, I mean, the CryptoPunks have been working on this for decades.
Right.
Satoshi Nakamoto released the first real deal in 2009. Hey, Rachel, interesting. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And we got more of your calls and thoughts coming up. 603-283-6160. We'll continue.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones here if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that is on your mind with you here in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
So we're going to continue. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. We've got lots of stuff to talk about, but your calls come first. Just got off the phone with a lady who says she works for a defense contractor, and it was very interesting what she had to say, especially when she got to the claims about Bitcoin. Now, for a long time, people have said there's been a conspiracy theory about Bitcoin, and that is that the government created Bitcoin. Now, to me, that doesn't hold any water because
For very logical reasons.
We know that governments are closed off. They're secretive. They want to keep things away from you. They want to keep information from you. They want to know everything about you, but they don't want you to know about them and the things that they're doing. I mean, just look at what happened with Press NH Now. He just walked towards the Department of Homeland Security office, and they, you know, took him down.
What you're saying, though, is that would make more sense if, say, they created it because they don't want us to see it. So if it's in, like, a private, transfer of wealth, like, and they don't want, you know, they don't want it to be on the options.
But Bitcoin is public. So Bitcoin,
now it is, yeah.
Yeah, so what I'm saying here is government keeps things secret.
Right.
They don't want things to be open. Mm-hmm. And so Bitcoin is open source. And so with open source means that people who know code, and I'm not one of them. I don't know if you guys know programming. I suspect you don't either. But,
no.
You know, people, our guy on Friday night, Chris Wade, he's a programmer. He can read some code if he wants to. There's plenty of geeks out there that know how to code. So they can look at this code. And they can audit the code, and they can read through it and see if there's any backdoors or any, you know, scheming going on, anything naughty that's in there. And Bitcoin is honestly probably the most audited code on the planet. I mean, if you think about it, right?
By design.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just by the fact that it's popular. If it had never taken off, it wouldn't have been that way. But there's been plenty of people who checked Bitcoin to make sure that it is what it says it is, that there's nothing sneaky going on. So there's nothing hidden about Bitcoin. As you pointed out, Matt, the entire blockchain is public. So every transaction that's ever happened is available for anyone who wants to go and look at it.
Right back to the Genesis block,
block. And analyze it. So this is not a thing that governments would be involved in creating, especially if they knew what it could do. And Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that person or persons is who wrote the white paper and ostensibly wrote Bitcoin, and you can go read the white paper. It's still available today. It's Bitcoin, I think, peer-to-peer electronic cash, I think is the subtitle. And he specifically talks about the government and their bailouts
and the banks,
being the problem, and that this is a solution for people to take the control of wealth into their own hands.
Just to give the benefit of the doubt to Rachel, the caller, there could be confusion in lingo that she has too. But
Maybe she heard something in the late 90s, but it wasn't Bitcoin.
Well, listen, the government also had email way before anybody else had email too. They were using it as a top secret thing. What's to say, play devil's advocate or Rachel's advocate, what's to say that maybe they didn't already have programmers working on something like Bitcoin? It was already functional, and then one of them went rogue and just hated everything he was doing. Right. And said, I'm going to release this into the wild, and we'll call it something else. Boom, off it goes, 2010. So maybe
that's what I was saying. Like on break, is that like a lot of the technology that government creates, like when we finally see it, they might have been developing it for like 30, 40 years, and that maybe this is one of them that shined through and, someone went rogue.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me that I think it lends credibility to that claim is that Satoshi Nakamoto has always remained anonymous. Like, nobody to this day knows who that is. Now, is that because he's an evil government person? Or is that a reason because he doesn't want the government to know that he's the one that spilled that bean,
Well, and what you're saying, Matt, is pure speculation. The idea that governments were working on technology like Bitcoin. We have no evidence for that whatsoever. Joey, you did find some posts from the late 90s, including one from Nick Szabo, S-Z-A-B-O, I believe is the spelling on that last name, and he's one of the guys who is one of those, I think the term is cypherpunks, who for decades You know, these guys have been working on this stuff. Bitcoin didn't just come out of nowhere. There were a lot of attempts and failures and developments and over a period of decades with these, you know, cypherpunks who were interested in cryptography, who were interested in security, and interested in creating something like this. And Satoshi was the first to ostensibly...
He's basically the Henry Ford of cryptocurrency.
He was the first to ostensibly pull this off. I mean, anything else about, you know, being a part of a government project or whatever, that's all completely speculation, because we don't know who Satoshi is. You know, there's speculation as to who it might be, and Szabo is, some have speculated that he might have been it.
Yeah, he's the one that started the Bit Gold. So,
yeah, and who knows what she heard in the late 1990s, but it seems highly unlikely that whatever it was that people were saying to her was the word Bitcoin. I don't know. We're going to continue here. Tim is on the line, and I hope she goes and listens and goes and, you know, does some research about Bitcoin, because it's hard to talk to somebody who thinks they know about a thing but actually hasn't ever really looked into it themselves.
And she could listen back on the Free Talk Live podcast all the way back, right?
When
you guys were promoting it, really.
There's better resources. I mean, Bitcoin.com, you know, go watch the intro there at Bitcoin.com. It gets started at the top of the page, and you'll learn why it's like, there in no way a government is behind this, because Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies like it empower the individual, and that is not what governments want. So there's no way that the CIA released Bitcoin, and that's not what she was saying, but that's a theory that some people, the CIA, the FBI, they released Bitcoin. Why would they do that?
It would be totally detrimental to their efforts to be evil.
It's helping people. Bitcoin
Unless,
is helping
like I said,
people.
There was one that was like, you know, there are people on the inside who don't necessarily agree with
that's
all
true.
The bad stuff that's going on either, and they want to, you know, they might do a little sabotage. That's you know.
Let's go to Tim. He's in Rhode Island. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind?
Well, I want to add just a little bit there. I pretty much caught the end of all of that conversation with the Bitcoin stuff, and I just want to say personally, in my opinion, I never put it past any entity whether they can be a little involved or not involved at all.
And okay.
That's just my opinion on that matter. But I I'm catching pretty much towards the end of your show. I didn't know if any of you went into the topic of like the whole mandate of the vaccines and.
We've been talking about that quite a bit. We've covered New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New Orleans. They're putting in vaccine mandates now. The latest news is actually out of Los Angeles County again. Now they are mandating one of the school districts, I guess, not the whole county, but Culver City Unified School District. I don't know how much of the county that covers, but they are now the first in California to mandate the vaccination for students, K-12. What did you want to say about it?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, in Rhode Island, I'm out of Rhode Island, so there was a rally here today at the State House, quite a big crowd of healthcare workers, and then also other workers from the private sector, corporate sector. I mean, my thought is with this is that it's obviously something that's impeding on civil rights. You know, people should not be told that they have to do this thing because out of questionable fear or out of, you know, questionable.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on this. I mean, it's
segregation is what they're doing.
They are absolutely creating two different classes of people. Caste system might be a term that people would use for this. Tim, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up. You can join us. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As the Taliban continues their takeover of Afghanistan, U.S. troops and Afghans are continuing to be taken out of the country. Ohio Congressman Brad Wenstrup joins Fox News and says investigations need to look at what intelligence was available before withdrawing from Afghanistan.
We need to look back and we need to look at who said what. You know, what was our intelligence? What did the military advise the president? What types of things were being done?
President Biden saying he does not regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. The Labor Department is reporting the lowest number of initial jobless claims filed since the pandemic began. The federal agency saying 348,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week, marking a decline of 29,000 from the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden says he's directing the Department of Education to use its legal authority against governors who are attempting to block and intimidate local school districts from requiring students and teachers to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis believes President Biden is obsessed with the mask issue.
You got to wonder, where are your priorities that you're so obsessed with this issue and so obsessed with taking away parents' rights and you're letting Afghanistan burn, our border burn, and so many other things in our country fall to pieces?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The National Weather Service is predicting Tropical Storm Henri will grow to hurricane strength by Friday. The storm is currently about 800 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts, strengthening as it moves closer to the United States eastern seaboard. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the L.A. County that is now mandating the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, which... We predicted this, more than a year ago, I think, here on Free Talk Live, because, they've been telling people that their kids need to have vaccines to go to school for a long time. This is just going to be the latest one. We'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. Welcome. It's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
And don't forget, you can go online to bitcoin.com. As we mentioned a little while back, you can go to click Get Started at the top of the page. And that will clue you in. If you are ignorant to what Bitcoin is and you want to learn about it, it doesn't take that long. There are some new concepts that you should get your mind wrapped around, but it doesn't take that long to get the basics down. So all you got to do is watch like a 3-minute video and you'll have it down. Just go to Get Started at the top. At Bitcoin.com. Now, there's more than one video. If you want, you can dig in deep. You can learn about all kinds of details of this if you want to. But if you just get the basics, at least you'll know a thing or two about it, and you'll be more prepared for what's coming, which is more relevance of cryptocurrencies in our lives. This stuff is likely never going away, and it's probably just going to get more and more popular as time goes on. It's already over $2 trillion industry, Bitcoin and the other competing cryptocurrencies out there.
So I'll never forget the day we eclipsed $1 billion on Bitcoin, and I lost my mind. I was like,
wow.
Oh, my God.
When the hell was that?
2011 or 12. Yeah. Or was it 2012?
A long time ago.
Yeah, my moment was when it surpassed silver. $15. Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's like surpassing most of the big corporations out there. There are very few companies. You know, I think it long passed Walmart. It's long passed, you know, Disney.
Yeah.
I think there might still be Apple still a little higher. I think Google's still a little bit higher as far as its total value, so its total global market cap. So check out Bitcoin.com. There's a video. I told you guys I got a video of a nurse. So we were talking about you had a protest that's happening in Concord, New Hampshire tomorrow. Yeah.
And if they're happening around, find out. Go online, go on Facebook, wherever you got to go. Find out if there are any nurses and doctors or any medical people getting together to protest this thing, because we're being lied to about the support of this. Every time I talk to another medical person, it's like, I'm not getting that jab.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that thing. I feel horrible that I gave it to anyone, but they asked for it, so I had to. You know, if they're going to step up to the plate, they're all being threatened with being fired if they don't take this vaccine, and many of them do not want anything to do with it.
Are they all being threatened now? Because I know that in Maine, we were told by a nurse in Maine, or actually she wasn't a nurse, she was a dental hygienist, but she said that it's a state mandate that all healthcare workers get the vaccine. I have not heard that is happening in New Hampshire, but I know individual companies are saying to their employees, you got to get it. But I don't think it's coming down from the government. So
I think Sununu, if he thought it was like politically savvy, he would have done
it.
But that's political suicide in this state. I can see other states doing it. But
well, here's a video from I believe California. I think she's in California. It's not really clear.
Yeah, get out and support these people.
There's some sort of a hearing that they're having in front of some board of supervisors. CountyNewsCenter.com, KUSI News is where this is coming from. There's a nurse. Oh, San Diego. That's where this is. So San Diego, California. Good-looking nurse comes in. She's got no mask on. She's got something to say. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Heather Cobble, and I'm a registered nurse here in San Diego. I actually resigned from my job yesterday as a registered nurse because of this state mandate to be vaccinated. I was no problem working in the healthcare system over the last 18 months without a vaccine. But now, all of a sudden, I'm a threat to public health? Tell me where this makes sense. All of you sitting up here with your masks on, you know that those masks don't do anything. As a healthcare provider, we are taught how to use PPE. We're taught universal precautions, and we know how to implement them when we're dealing with patients who...
By the way, the average person is not taught those things. This is why, you know, you, for all the mask mandates, that doesn't do anything to stop, you know, not only will the mask not stop the actual particles from going through, but especially when people are touching it constantly and then touching everything else, which, of course, you know, you'd be trained not to do if you were her.
And on top of that, right? It can make you sick. You can get various, you know, I can't remember what it's called, something acidosis if you are rebreathing.
Constantly rebreathing.
Yes.
They learn the PPE because it's like surgery. They don't want to cause infections and that sort of thing. But
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I think she's making an interesting point here. It's like, hey, I've been prior to this month, I was a hero.
Yeah.
Right?
We were your heroes.
We were all heroes, and now we're the enemy. Go on here.
To have a viral infection. I don't understand how you guys don't see the bigger picture here. What you're doing is you're creating a healthcare crisis. We already have a nursing shortage in America. So now in San Diego County, I know for a fact there's several hospitals that are operating on an all-bed crisis. You know why we're doing that? Wilma, do you know why? Because we have a healthcare shortage, a healthcare nursing shortage. And you know that.
So that's interesting. There's a nursing shortage, according to her. She's in the business. And now they're going to have even fewer. Mm-hmm. Because not all of them are going to jump through these hoops. There are going to be others. She's not going to be the only nurse in San Diego who says, you know what, you know, if you don't value me enough as what I bring to the table as a, you know, professional here, I'll just walk. I'll find something. I'll be a home nurse or whatever. Right. Make house calls.
They could probably come down on her for that, too, for practicing medicine without a license.
Yeah.
And they'll do that just about anywhere. Now, here's the thing. There are a lot of – the reason we got to this point in the first place is because of regulatory capture. You got a ton of, like, giant industry-sized medical outlets out there. You know, they own hospitals. They own many hospitals, some of them. And if anybody stepped up to the plate way before this, we wouldn't be where we are right now. And right now, more than ever, we need small private practice doctors to step up and say, you know what, I'm not doing this. You guys can come work for me. Work for me. We're not doing masks, and we don't care what anybody says, and we're not going to ask for your permission anymore, and I don't care about your state license and your state permission slips. We're going to provide medicine the very best way we know how. We're highly trained people. We can do this. We can do it without your piece of paper, and we're going to do it whether you like it or not.
That would be amazingly ballsy if somebody were to do that, to actually stand up against the licensing system. I don't expect many people will take that position.
That's the Trump card they're using against all these people.
Forced into it, then it would be interesting to see somebody actually make that stand. On the other hand, it would be interesting to see maybe some of the Liberty reps here in New Hampshire put forward some legislation to eliminate medical licensing.
That'd be fantastic.
Because they've done some deregulating of, like, hair braiding, and that's good for the hair braiders out there. But, you know, New Hampshire's known for being a place that doesn't have as many licenses, like government-required licenses, as some other states do. We're not New York. We're not Massachusetts. Like, I've heard, I don't know if it's true, but I've heard multiple times that if you're, like, a contractor, you know, home kind of construction contractor, you don't have to have a license in New Hampshire.
That's impressive.
The idea that government just prevents us from advancing because of all these restrictions, we could be so advanced, we could have cures for everything now.
Sure.
Without them.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah, we do. Where we're going, we don't need roads. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
So maybe, you know, that would be something, you know, I can't do it, but if a healthcare professional, maybe some of the people at this protest tomorrow night, contact some liberty-friendly state reps, because we've got actual anarchists who are in office here in New Hampshire, like free staters, libertarians, people who've moved here. There's a couple few dozen of these. I've heard over 40 now.
We have anarchists who are doctors and nurses as well.
Yeah, so if some of those people would get in touch with state reps, the filing period is coming up in September, so they don't have a whole lot of time, but it shouldn't take that long to write up a bill that says strike paragraph 7 on, you know, RSA X, and then boom, then there would be no more licensing required for healthcare workers. And that would make that would be an incredible boom for the healthcare industry here in New Hampshire, because all these people, like this nurse who just walked away from their job, wouldn't it be nice if they could come to a place where they were just
love to have her.
Welcome to hang out their shingle, you know, like you don't have to ask government's permission? That would be amazing.
This place would be a haven.
So,
crypto capital of the world, we don't have to use your dollars, and we have all the best nurses. How's that sound, guys?
I mean, these are the things that are possible. The more people we can get here in New Hampshire that actually care about freedom, and look, things aren't getting better out there.
Nope.
They're not getting better, and Florida is not the solution.
Things do get better when you start erasing government ink.
Yeah, it's true. And so concentrating our efforts in one place makes a difference. It's working here, and it's really only here that it can work. The population is so much smaller than Florida, you have no chance to change things there. Get real. It's not going to happen down there.
Come home.
So more coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain here. If you want to weigh in, you can join us. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian,
Matt, and Joe.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. We do have a chat server. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com to learn how to get connected to it. It's called a Matrix server, which is a federated chat system. So like with Mastodon that we talked about earlier, which is a social media system, the Matrix chat system, again, anybody who knows how to, you know, run a Linux server can run a Matrix server. You connect to these other servers in a federated manner, and so there's plenty of choices out there. If you want to use ours to get connected and use some of our chat rooms to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, you can do that. You can create your own chat rooms there as well, which is pretty cool. So go to chat.freetalklive.com to do that. We're talking about Los Angeles County, which is one of the places in the United States that now has a vaccine mandate in place for going to indoor businesses. Most indoor places, restaurants, gyms, you know, theaters, apparently even retail is affected. So generally retail in Los Angeles County. Now they're adding to that mandate. A Los Angeles school district is now going to be the first in the state. I don't know how many others have done this around the country, but it's the first I've heard of. The Culver City Unified School District announced a policy that its students will be required to have a vaccine. They will have to prove that they've had shots to go to school, government school. And, of course, on this show, we've advocated for years, long before COVID.
Get out of government schools.
Get your kids out of these government schools. I mean, these are indoctrination camps. That's straight up what these things are. And the best thing you can do for your kids' education is to get them away from these places. But people that want to go are going to have to put some sort of strange stuff in their kids' arms. According to Kwok Tran, the superintendent of the Culver City Unified School District, he says they're not going to be alone. He says other school districts are thinking about it, which is how this stuff works. Whenever one tyrannical government does a thing, others are watching to see what happens, see if they get sued, see what the reactions are, see what the public thinks and what people think about it, and they follow suit.
In my opinion, it's fine. If you were to view
the average public school teacher as an absolute child abuser because they support this kind of thing by sticking to that ugly Borg doing this to kids. If you want to call a teacher a child abuser, that's exactly what they're doing.
Like, what else are they teaching them? Right? Like
obedience.
Obedience. But just in general, like, you know, if you really want these people that are, you know, forcing your child to wear a mask, which is, like, apparently some people's limits, and they're just finally waking up, but what else have they been doing to them? You know? I see all the time that teachers abusing children, like, you know, in a sexual manner, too.
And, yeah, and there's other, you know, there's plenty of teachers out there who just, they feel trapped. Well, this is my job, and what am I going to do without my job? Well, not abuse kids is what you wouldn't do without your job, so that's a good start.
Here's what you could open up your own school.
Open up your own school. Well, no, they can't because of regulatory capture. They need all kinds of, you know.
Well, California's way worse than other places.
California's way worse than, I mean, but it's bad all over the place for that kind of thing.
New Hampshire's way better than California.
Sure. But in my opinion, it still doesn't matter because they can go work at Best Buy if they wanted to. Anything is better than that. They're not teaching the kids. Guess what? You're not using your degree for what you always dreamt of doing because these kids are not learning what you want them to learn. They're on a forced curriculum anyway. And on top of that, now you're abusing them.
Like, who's
how far are you going to let this go before you just walk out on that situation?
Like, look at the books or the authors of the books that they're teaching from. I remember when I was in school, that my economics book was written by Ben Bernanke.
That's horrible.
I know.
Wow.
That is straight up hogwash, brainwash.
Amazing.
It's a joke. Like, so, time to unschool your kids, people.
That's the best solution. You know, at the very least, get them out and maybe do an unschool with a group or something like that. Like, if you feel like you can't stay home or whatever, you got to go to work, you could put them together in somebody else's house and have them unschooled together.
Sure. I mean, and it works great. We know a ton of kids like that here in New Hampshire. They're geniuses. My God, I just spent the week at a campground with this 1 8-year-old running around named Jameson. Kid's a rocket scientist. I swear to God, a kid's a genius.
So we were reporting a few days ago on Australia, in Sydney, they've converted an entire stadium to a vaccination center. And they're pulling through 24,000, what they call grade 12. So seniors, basically, high school seniors, are going through this over a period of just over a week. It just wrapped up a few days ago. And then they're going to go, I'm sure, with the 11th grade. You know, after that, they're going to go down the list. And they're mandating that these kids get this stuff. And people, I'm sure, were saying, oh, well, that can't happen here. Well, it's happening here. It's starting in Los Angeles, and you know it's going to come to a school district near you. And kids, you know, even if you buy the propaganda about COVID, no one's saying the kids are particularly susceptible to dying from this. They're not at any
serious risk. It's literally not happening.
In any way, shape, or form. You want to put kids at risk? Put something strange into their bloodstream, you know, some untested drug, and see what happens. Now, I couldn't verify it, but somebody posted on social media today that there were 3 kids that had immediate negative reactions in Australia to this mass vaccination center. They're in, you know, being vaccinated, and they had immediate reaction. There was a video of somebody who was in there allegedly recording what was going on, and like nurses are coming in, they've got like a I don't know what you call it, like it blocks your vision, like they've got these things they pull out and they're trying to block the camera person from seeing the person who's on the floor or whatever getting treated.
For the privacy of the patient, of course, right. Not so that people couldn't see.
Yeah, so they claimed that that was happening in that stadium, but there was no way to really be sure where the video was from. But look, if you give 24,000 kids a vaccine, there are going to be some number of them that have an immediately bad response, if not that night. We've seen so many posts online from people who've gotten this vaccine or one of the vaccines, and they've had a real bad time.
And the problems are exponentially higher than the average new vaccine or the average new drug or vaccine rollout. This is insane, and it's not like they had a skin rash for a couple of days. This is like grand mal seizures. This is not
good. I don't know if you guys saw this, but like the New South Wales Prime Minister, Cabinet Minister, well, he was like promoting getting the vaccine. He's like, I'm going to go get it right now. And then the next day on the news, he's got like the just droopy eyes, still convincing everyone.
Yeah, Bell's palsy, right?
Yeah, he's still convincing everyone to get it after he's like obviously having
what
side
is wrong?
Effects.
These people are monsters.
Oh, see, it was a total coincidence.
Yeah, I just came down with Bell's palsy today.
I mean, it is possible. To be fair, Johnson, our co-host, or former co-host here on Free Talk Live, did actually come down with Bell's palsy at one point, and he got better.
After the vaccine?
No, this was years ago. This was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And so it does happen. I mean, it does happen. So obviously some people are going to... Correlation is not causation, so just because you get the vaccine, the next bad things that happen to you doesn't necessarily mean the vaccine caused it, but... As I think Nikki pointed out the other night on the show, on the Wednesday night show with She Talk Live, she works at a hospital, and she said that August is the slow season. Historically, like, there's a history. You can look and you can see, like, there's not as many people that get checked in for whatever reason in these months. And she says they're full to the brim with cases of things like blood clots and other what could potentially be side effects of these vaccines.
Yeah, I heard a story the other day. A couple of parents, a young couple, got vaccinated together. They have a two-year-old daughter. They went home, and the two-year-old daughter didn't get the vaccine, but the two-year-old daughter actually menstruated a big old blood clot.
What the hell?
Yeah. And all her crime was being near her parents when they first got their vaccine.
That's even scarier than
The vaccinated people shed proteins onto unvaccinated people. Yeah.
That's scary stuff.
Really?
Yeah, like what if we're transmitting this RNA manipulations through the air?
Yeah. And that's the sign of a little body doing whatever it knows how to flush out bad things. I'd hate to know what's going on inside the kid's blood.
All right, so just a funny story I mentioned earlier, OnlyFans, which is a website, a subscription website that people have been using for years, I guess, to sell pornographic content, is now going to prohibit sexually explicit content starting in October, although they will still be allowing nude photos and videos. So you can be naked, but you can't be doing porny things, I guess, on there, which, you know, is apparently they've made a lot of money off of these adult content creators. OnlyFans takes 20% of all of their creators' earnings. So that's the way they've made a bunch of money over the years. And they're, for whatever reason, maybe they're getting sued. Who knows what they're...
Yeah, what are they going to do? They're basically shooting their bread and butter in the foot there, seems like. What are they doing?
Yeah, so there you go. That's the latest on OnlyFans, for those of you that care about that.
I like that you coined a new phrase. I think it's new, but porny. Things.
Horny things.
Yeah, well, let's just keep masturbating everything instead. This is more important.
Not too much, though. You'll go blind.
Yeah. Hey, out of time for tonight. You can join us tomorrow because we're here 7 nights a week online. In the meantime, you'll find us over at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow. Check out Breaking the Flaw on YouTube and Odyssey. Thanks.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.